Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Drivers are digging deeper into their wallets just to get to work. Gas prices are a new record high this morning. AAA updated the numbers overnight, showing another 5-cent jump to $4.76 a gallon. That's up 14 cents in the past 3 days. California remains the most expensive to fill up, $6.24 a gallon. 7 states are next, topping $5, with Michigan closing in. Georgia is the cheapest place at $4.22. It's day 100 of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Recent days have seen Russian forces gain significant ground in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. Reports out of the United Kingdom claim Russia now controls more than 90% of the region of Luhansk. National Hockey League playoffs continue between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden, 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The National Hurricane Center says showers and thunderstorms over the Yucatan Peninsula could turn into Tropical Storm Alex before hitting Florida on Saturday. A plea has been entered by the 18-year-old Buffalo, New York shooter.
The 18-year-old suspect in the May 14th Buffalo supermarket mass shooting in which 10 people were killed pleaded not guilty Thursday to a total of 25 charges he has been indicted on. That includes a charge of a first-degree domestic act of terrorism motivated by hate. Erie County, New York DA John Flynn explains the unique nature of that charge.
It is the first time in the history of New York State that this domestic terrorism charge, motivated by hate in the first degree, has been filed. That charge only has one sentence if, in fact, the defendant is found guilty of that charge, and that is life without parole.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As the least affected age group during the pandemic was the young children, the White House continues to push for them to get vaccinated.
The White House says that COVID-19 vaccinations for children under 5 could begin as soon as June 21st. That's if the Food and Drug Administration authorizes the shots. An FDA advisory committee is scheduled to meet on June 14th and 15th to consider the application from Pfizer and Moderna. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
After witnessing President Biden's all-out assault on the Constitution last night, Texas Representative Troy Nels on Newsmax says Biden is missing the mark. Guns are not the issue. The congressman says we have mental health issues in America.
This week, we're getting back up to Washington. We'll go back up next week. And it's going to be interesting to see what type of legislation comes through the Senate. We do know that Nancy Pelosi is talking about some type of gun control measures, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens here next week. But it's just a sad, state of affairs to see that there are so many evil people out there, evil people that are going out there and murdering innocent children, and it's unacceptable. Something needs to be done, but the idea that gun control is going to solve this problem, I just don't believe that's the answer.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you had to know it wasn't going to be easy. We've been off track for a number of decades, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, let's be honest about it. Ever since we turned our back on our founding fathers, our founding principles, decided that truth was relative. We've got a major political party saying that God no longer exists and is not worthy to be part of their platform. I mean, the slide has just continued, and here we are in the 21st century, this 21st century America, and I feel in part we're maybe just a bit delusional still in thinking that the Constitution still has relevance. Well, our next guest, Douglas McKinnon, is a former White House and Pentagon official, best-selling author, and he presents the historical account of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, the story behind the 4th of July that are so critically important. Doug, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, I tell you, I appreciate that you were moved to do a deep dive, and it was one out of, I guess, the sense that you felt that, you know, this democratic republic was slipping through America's fingers, and it all came to be on a 4th of July event, right?
It was. It was actually, Bill, the 4th of July of just last year. I was getting ready to write a column, and I did sort of a visual tour through some of the more liberal media outlets. And, Bill, on a number of those shows, on the 4th of July, I saw a number of the guests calling for the cancellation of not only the 4th of July, but the cancellation of our founding fathers and the cancellation of our shared history. And last week, I was honored to go up to Washington, D.C. to give a speech at the Institute of World Politics about the book. And after the speech, somebody asked me, well, why did you write the 56? And, Bill, my honest answer was because I just felt it was my duty to our nation to try to get the message out that we can't cancel these men. We cannot cancel our shared American history.
Well, it has been written and so well documented over the years, Douglas, that, this is what happens when nations start to fall, is they forget their history because they know. I mean, communists and Marxists have made it real clear, he who controls the past controls the present and the future. And there has been a concerted effort to hijack our history, to come up with a different narrative, all in the name of social justice and anything that would cause a wedge and question whether or not, what the truth is and whether or not the founding fathers were genuine in what they put together. I mean, when you think of the Declaration of Independence, I mean, Doug, the Declaration of Independence has relevance even today. We the people can come together and take the outline of the Declaration of Independence and throw it at our government right now and say, look, you are not serving the people. And as such, you know, it commands you to have the consent of the governed, and you don't have the consent of the governed to execute voter fraud, to steal, you know, generationally, you have executed generational theft that goes on beyond people who aren't even born yet. And this is what you're doing, and this is not the America that that we follow. It's not the Constitution that we believe in. Go ahead.
Bill, it's not. And it's one of these things, too, where, again, and I'm so grateful for the chance to be on your show, because the only way we can sort of reverse this is word of mouth, right? Because somebody compared my book, The 56, to Common Sense by Thomas Paine, and I appreciate the kindness. Mm. It was a great exaggeration. But there's some truth to it in the sense that people don't realize, Bill, to your point, because they don't teach American history in our schools anymore, that when Thomas Paine wrote that 47-page pamphlet, Common Sense, in 1776, in the colonies then had a population of 2.5 million people. That little pamphlet, Bill, was circulated or bought by 500,000 people. That's the equivalent of 70 million Americans today. And what that pamphlet did, what Common Sense did, because it was warning about the tyranny of that time, and it was warning of how the tyranny of that time was strangling the life out of the colonists, and that little pamphlet by Thomas Paine put so much pressure on Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, Richard Henry Lee, John Adams to do something. And again, it's... that's the reason I wrote the 56. If the only way we can turn this around is by word of mouth, by starting to speak to each other and say, look, we are losing our rights. We are losing our liberty. When are we going to wake up? And the founding fathers, these 56, left us the blueprint, Bill. It's like, to your point, it still exists. The Declaration of Independence was the greatest document ever drafted.
Exactly. And it requires the courage for a time such as this of reasonable, common sense people to apprehend and really enforce this message. Because Doug, I mean, I've been in marketing most of my life, and one thing I learned early on is that it is about the message. If you don't have the message, then you better have a lot of power and a lot of money. And our government right now, go ahead.
I was going to say, you're exactly right, Bill, because what I talk about in the 56, too, and I think you probably agree, is over the course of the last 50 or 60 years, we've ceded the five major megaphones of our nation, meaning the media, entertainment, academia, and of late science and medicine, to the left, right? And now all of a sudden, yes, when they control those five major megaphones, they can control the message, and they can also get much more done by omission, right? If the tree didn't fall in the forest, nobody knows, kind of thing. It's one of these things where, exactly, and that's why it's so critically important that shows like yours are out there, because only word of mouth, and again, what you said too, this is not even a Republican-Democrat issue. This is about pragmatic, common-sense solutions for the American people and the American working class that is getting strangled by the tyranny of today.
Yeah, even the Democratic Party has been hijacked. So it's not, like you said, to your point, it's not a Republican, a Democratic thing. This is an American thing. This is what we bought into, what many of us, still, I believe, a sad number when you think about the number of people who have served in the military. You know, less than 1% today have served in the military. They really do not have skin in the game. They do not understand what freedom is all about. They've taken it for granted. And because of that, they don't even know where freedom comes from. You know, they've disconnected, because in the Declaration of Independence, in the U.S. Constitution, it is clear it's not government that gives the freedom. It is God Almighty that gives us freedom. And if you ignore that fact, then, hey, look at you. You have subordinated your rights and liberties to the power of the day. And this is what's taking place right now. And look, we do have remedy to your point, Doug, and you writing about the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence is so important and critical, because it gives people hope. Because, we just had a court case in D.C. and with Michael Sussman, and you're going to tell me that the FBI are a bunch of idiots, that they didn't know better what was going on. And here you've got a hearing. I mean, you've got a court case happening in a rather prejudicial, one-sided area. And so blind justice is no longer blind. And people are starting to think, Doug, they don't have a fair chance at this anymore. That if you're not a Democrat and if you're not in the midst of the murk and mire of the deep state, then heaven help you. You're going to end up like one of the J6 prisoners in solitary confinement.
Well, that's right. And again, real fast, Bill, is like what the 56 taught us is that unless and until they imprison us, unless and until they take
us. We've got to go to break. Let's pick it up more on the other side of the break. More from Doug McKinnon after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, as we are committed to the truth and committed to freedom. Because this is what God has given to us. But it's what do we choose to do and how do we respect freedom? You know, Doug McKinnon is with us. He's a former White House and Pentagon official and best-selling author. And we're talking about the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. And, Doug, on the issue of freedom and liberty, and being a man of faith that I am, admittedly, I have to tell you that every time I read about what God has given us, when we disrespect the gift that God has given us, it grieves him. It grieves him in such a way, because when we abandon these God-given rights and benefits, it does us harm. It doesn't help us out. And here we are as the grand American experiment that God really ordained and put together for a specific purpose. And we're letting that slip through our fingers. And our founding fathers, they understood this. And they were able to put together this brilliant document of the Declaration of Independence that even our founding fathers said, but for the hand of divine providence, this would not have happened.
Bill, that's exactly right. And again, these 56 signers and our founding fathers, they made it very clear that our rights and our liberty were bestowed upon us by God, and no one could take them from us because they did come from God. And you were saying right before the break, you know, some people are worried that it's too late. Well, it's not too late. We can save our country. We can save our liberty. We can save our rights. You know, what these 56 men said, you know, in 1776, what I was saying is, unless and until they imprison us, and unless and until they take our lives, they cannot take our very voices. We have the ability to talk to each other. We can spread the message. We can spread the message in church. We can spread the message in the supermarket. We can spread the message in the bowling alleys. We can spread the message across the fence to our neighbors, to our friends, to anybody. But the point is, we have to start talking about this. In 1910, Teddy Roosevelt gave what I think is one of the greatest speeches ever. It was called The Man in the Arena. And what Teddy Roosevelt said then was, the credit goes to the man or the woman now in the arena who's fighting the fight, who's getting bloody, who's getting beaten up, who's getting knocked down, but continually stands back up to fight for their rights again. And the credit does not go to the people in the peanut gallery who are criticizing that man and the woman. And as people of faith, as people who believe in the rule of law, as people who believe in the genius of these 56 men who signed that document, it's our obligation to start fighting for our own rights, to fight for our own liberty. And we can do that by simply starting the conversations.
Exactly. And starting the conversation and having, you know, my good friend John Whitehead says, knowledge precedes action. And I've kind of amended that a bit, because it's important that we have the right knowledge and the right action. We don't want to be so reactive that we're not being smart about this. And just like these signers, you know, they were very deliberate about it, but they weren't reckless, you know, in how they went about formulating the Declaration of Independence. I mean, even a quick read of the Declaration of Independence, if you don't come away with your jaws wide open and down to the floor to wonder, you know, how brilliant the words are that are stated there, very precisely, and again, I believe, inspired by God himself.
Well, that's right. And Bill, what happened, why I was so basically outraged on the 4th of July of last year, is these 56 signers, so many of them paid such a severe price. So when they signed the Declaration of Independence, they knew they were signing their own death warrant.
Exactly.
They understood that. And by the way, so many of them had their homes burned to the ground, their livestock slaughtered, their wives arrested, their wives sexually abused, their sons executed. This is the price these men paid to create this republic. And people on the left want to cancel them. They want to cancel the 4th of July. If we're not all outraged by that, then we're not paying attention.
How dare them? How dare them want to do that? For all that these men, not to mention over a million people who have served our country and paid the ultimate price, we just honored them on Memorial Day. This is why, honestly, I've got to tell you, Doug, I have a hard time, you know, to this day, and I challenge my audience, you've got to give us a better salutation than Happy Memorial Day. It's such a sacred holiday that Happy Memorial Day just seems incongruous.
Well, it is, and it's one of these things where, again, so that's a slap in the face to everyone that served our nation. And again, for me, you know, this effort is about, again, as I said at the beginning of the show, I felt it was my duty to the nation to do this. And so what I'm doing is I'm working with two former high-level government officials to create a foundation to try to protect the history of these 56 men and our founding fathers, and to protect their reputation. And so for me, if there are any proceeds from this book, it's only going to go to that cause. And I got it just this morning, Bill. I got an email from a 3-star general who just told me this was the most incredible and important book he's read in his lifetime, that he's going to read to his children and grandchildren, because he says this book has all the messages we need to get the word out about how do we save our country. And that's the only reason I wrote it.
Exactly. You could take any one of these signers and tell their individual story, which you've done in this book. And I mean, it's so power packed and inspiring, Doug.
Yeah, again, it's one of the things that people just don't realize the sacrifice that these gentlemen made. And again, and by the way, I have a chapter on the manufacturing mothers, too, because, you know, these men were greatly influenced, you know, by their wives, by their sisters, by their friends in their lives. This was a joint effort, and the entire effort was about how do we protect ourselves from the tyranny of the crown. They're strangling the life out of us. They're taking away every single right we have. And what I explain in the book is I draw the parallels between the tyranny of 1776 to the tyranny of 2022, and I can tell you right now, I can guarantee you, the tyranny of today is ultimately worse than it was in 1776.
Well, you think the power that's available today, AI has been developed to such a degree, you know, they already are ahead of us in what we're thinking, and even to the point now so dangerously, Doug, that as one scientist said, that it's not about God, it's about control. That's what science is about anymore, and that human beings are hackable. Because of the advancements of artificial intelligence, they can hack human beings, and that is extremely dangerous for what these entities that exist today, what they're doing. I mean, unlike the 56 signers that wanted us to enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you've got a powerful force demonstrated here recently in the World Economic Forum that says by the year 2030 you will own nothing and you will like it, and there is pain a-coming, and you just need to suck it up, buttercup. That's the way they feel.
Exactly, Bill, but that's the whole point. And are we just going to sit there and take it? Again, one of these things where unless they can't hack our voices, at least not right now, right?
Right.
We
yes.
have the power. Word of mouth is still a very powerful tool. And we just have to start, we have to, as sort of conservatives, Republicans, libertarians, or people of faith in general, no political party, but just pragmatic, common sense people, we have to realize that no one's going to step in to help us. We have to help ourselves. And that was the message that the 56 tried to put on paper in 1776.
I got to imagine, Doug, because as I'm reading through some of the stories here, that with each revelation and each story, individual story you're writing about, like, you know, Button Gwinnett and Lyman Hall and George Walton, William Hooper, names that most people have not heard about, but you're bringing them to the front. But as you are unveiling their story and their hearts, and like you said, it wasn't just about them. You know, like everything about our government and our liberties, it's cast forward. We're thinking about our families. We're thinking about our children, our grandchildren to come, and the next generations, right? And the impact that these men have had, as you read it, you begin to appreciate the depth of their commitment and their courage.
Bill, the entire purpose of this book is to save the republic that these 56 created for our children and grandchildren. It's all about that.
Well, Doug McKinnon, God bless you for the book and the inspiration. And we're going to continue to come alongside and promote and get the message and keep the message out there. He's the former White House and Pentagon official, best-selling author. His new book about the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence, it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Thank you, Doug.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus,
Get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Drivers are digging deeper into their wallets just to get to work. Gas prices are at a new record high this morning. AAA updated the numbers overnight, showing another 5-cent jump to $4.76 a gallon. That's up 14 cents in the past 3 days. California remains the most expensive to fill up, $6.24 a gallon. 7 states are next, topping $5, with Michigan closing in. Georgia is the cheapest place at $4.22. It's day 100 of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Recent days have seen Russian forces gain significant ground in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. Reports out of the United Kingdom claim Russia now controls more than 90% of the region of Luhansk. National Hockey League playoffs continue between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden, 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Good to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Craig Huey's going to be joining us, the author, political commentator, speaker for Election Forum, and publisher of one of the largest Christian political newsletters in America, the Huey Reports. And we're going to be talking about Biden's America. Also, 20,000 invalid ballots counted in Arizona, plus voter integrity 2022 versus Biden's bureaucracy war on honest elections. It's still a debate that goes on. I mean, we've got over 56% of America questioning voter integrity and still questioning the results of 2020. And I got to imagine that number is going to increase even more as Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 mules continues to be further explored and seen by an increasing number of churches. I've been talking to a lot of pastors here in the past week, and pastors are having their people, you know, come to church. They're viewing the movie. There's a lot of group parties, people, you know, showing it to their friends and neighbors. And I think this is all positive because, you know, many of us are still scratching our heads over 2020, as I said, and you've often heard me respond when people ask if I believe that the results of the 2020 election were legitimate. I said, oh, no. I don't know. You don't know. There's still too many questions. But I got to tell you, the 2000 Mules movie that Dinesh D'Souza is, you know, is presented to us answers a lot of questions. And I think it makes it very, very difficult, you know, for people to continue to hide under a lie. And we're starting to see that people, you know, I mean, voter fraud convictions are starting to be done. There was just one recently announced here in Texas as well. Craig Huey is with us now. Craig, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, I'm doing great. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'll tell you, I think that what Dinesh D'Souza has done is really reopened the door to voter fraud, and we're getting down to the bottom of this, and people are starting to realize the plausibility of what happened in 2020. I mean, on its surface, you know, Joe Biden with 81 million votes is questionable at best.
You know, it's something that he would want us to believe, like everything else, like him having a an invite to the Naval Academy, amongst other things. I mean, it's endless with the stories that come there. And here's another one of them that has just been, you know, bothersome, especially with the policies and what he's done to our democracy.
Oh, Bill, it's unbelievable. And here's the dirty little secret. The Democrat establishment, the Democrat socialists, the politicians, the biased media, big tech, all these have moved to do any type of doubting of election integrity as being something that is insane, unreasonable, falsehood. They censor it, and they mock it. And yet Rasmussen just came out with a poll, Bill, that said 55% of the people here in the United States, Democrats and Republicans, have questions about the integrity of the last election. And really, what's happening throughout the United States, state after state after state, you know, you and I talked a couple of years ago that it takes a long time sometimes for the truth to come out. The truth is coming out. Wisconsin, Texas, what was going on in Georgia, state after state, we're seeing where election fraud, we're seeing where questionable practices, where absolute corruption of the electoral process has taken place, and yet it's being exposed step by step. And you know, the fact is, why does this matter, Bill? It matters because we have to take steps to stop this corruption of the electoral process and have election integrity.
Exactly. Well, interesting. You know, both you and I are from California, as our audience may know, and not too far away from where you and Shelley live. You know, we've got in Compton where a L.A. area council election was overturned over alleged fraud. And amazing how quickly this was. This was something in connection with a 2021 election runoff. I mean, here it is. We're almost 2 years down the road, and we're not even, you know, close to resolving the issue, but yet in Compton, which proves that locally, that's where the power and where things can happen much quicker is at a local level where fraud was proved, and the challenger, you know, the incumbent had to give up his seat to the challenger.
Yes, and Compton, California, of all places, a corrupt political system like they have in California, the truth came out. It's coming out in blue states. It's coming out in red states. It's coming out all over. And, you know, part of this could be avoided if people like your listeners actually volunteer to be poll watchers, volunteer to be involved in the electoral process, volunteer to be part of a campaign. They would be able to help make sure there's election integrity. One of the shames of the year 2000 was how organized everything was to be able to you know, learn how to corrupt the system, how to corrupt the election.
And this has been going on for so long, Craig. You think we'd know better, but you see, what happens is people just say, oh, well, you know, like they did in Georgia. You know, Governor Kemp comes and says, well, we did find, you know, only two people that were dead that should not have voted, and just passed it on like that. It's always that the numbers weren't big enough to demonstrate that this would have anything to do ultimately with the result. But, of course, what Dinesh D'Souza is proving is that not so, buddy. Don't move too fast here, because in 2,000 mules, we're talking hundreds of thousands of illegal votes. But again, another story at the local level that came out in Arizona, which is also in question, because Trump lost Arizona, what, by 10,000, 11,000 votes. And Dinesh D'Souza demonstrated, I think there was like over 100,000, you know, questionable votes there. Okay. And I say questionable. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. It's questionable because There's no way to absolutely prove it. That's the problem. There's a way to look at the stats, look at the figures, and be able to take a look and estimate what it is. Now, you mentioned Maricopa County. So Arizona all of a sudden switched from being a conservative state, a state that was a red state, and all of a sudden they turned to blue. Why? Because of ballot harvesting. They had brought in ballot harvesting, and the Obama-appointed judge, when the state legislature learned how bad the ballot harvesting was, they tried to stop it, and they weren't able to stop it because the judge allowed it to go on until it went to the Supreme Court. And then the Supreme Court made the right decision and said ballot harvesting is against Arizona law, and they said they can ban ballot harvesting. And Bill, ballot harvesting is not in and of itself corrupt, but it leads to voter fraud and should not be allowed anywhere. But the reality is it is allowed. And what we saw there in Maricopa County, this is just one of the aspects, because like you said, there's more than just this one thing, but it just came out that what they discovered is they spent 7 months of lawsuits and calls and all kinds of craziness to try to get public record that should have been available right away. And they discovered that they had accepted 20,500 late votes. In Arizona law, the ballot has to arrive on election day. It cannot arrive after that. But 20,500 votes came late. And they were very suspicious votes because it was like this big, giant burst of votes.
Right.
That was odd. And why is it odd? Because it's what happens when you do ballot harvesting. Somebody will go to a nursing home and pick up a 50 ballot. Somebody will go door to door to people they've identified haven't voted, and they'll pick up 25, 50, 100, 200 ballots.
Exactly. Craig, we've got to go to break. Let's address this more when we come back. More from Craig Huey after this. Stay with us.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
And we're talking with Craig Hewing. Craig. He probably has become the voter fraud expert. Never was his intent. The idea was, hey, well, look, we want to have legitimate elections. What can we do to have people, I mean, this is what the Huey Report has always been about, voting their values, voting in ways that are consistent, you know, particularly people of faith. You know, we have specific values. And it's amazing. And Craig and I have been talking about this for years, ever since I started doing this radio show. Craig, I think we're like entering our 14th year now. Man, that's how far back
right.
we go, you and me.
Awesome.
And, you know, and we talked about it, that here it is, you have people of faith, you know, voting for, you know, pro-abortion candidates. And you go, what? How can this be? You know, are they just blatantly ignorant? Are they just so committed to the D letter that, you know, common sense doesn't matter or what? And then so, and not to mention the fact that, you know, people of faith who register to vote, only 50% of those that register to vote will actually go out and vote. And those numbers still seem to be consistent. So that has been your heart, is voter integrity, to get people out there to vote, you know, vote their values. But now here we are. We're becoming voter fraud experts because this is what the times are calling for. And as I'd mentioned before we went to break, this Democrat, she's a Democratic leader. I mean, we're not talking some minor minion operative. I mean, she is a leader in her community from the Democratic Party, an organizer in Arizona, and she was convicted of illegally collecting early ballots in the 2020 primary election, and she ended up pleading guilty because they had her red-handed and they worked out some sort of deal to acquiesce and not put the full force of her guilt and her punishment on her pumpkin head. But see, this is the problem. We're so acquiescent and so accommodating for sin, for wrongdoing, that it's no wonder. There's not a heavy price paid for people who violate our voting laws, Craig, that will keep them from wanting to do it again or find somebody else to take. Because they'll say, well, look at her. You know, the worst thing that happened to Guillermo Mina Fuentes, well, she got a little slap on the hand. She's okay. I mean, you know, she had to step down from her office, but hey, it was worth it at the end of the day for her to participate in all this illegal activity. But when it puts out into the body politic, see, this is what you and I look at, is we look at the long-term effect and the downline effect of having something that doesn't have integrity. If you don't have integrity at the very beginning, your foundation is off, it's going to fall, right?
Oh, it is, and really, we see that fall as we hardly can pay for food at a market. We can't fill up our car. You know, if I'm on a pension or retirement, I see it shrinking every day. If I'm not getting at least a 10% increase in my salary every single month, I'm falling behind. This is we're reaping the whirlwind of very bad policies. And so just for that reason alone, we got to make sure election integrity is in place and that people vote. And so with that said, there's the spiritual dimension as well. If you say that you believe in Christ, we're commanded to love our neighbor. And one of the best ways to love our neighbor, Bill, is to vote and not be on the sideline. In fact, God condemns those who are on the sideline. And what the scripture says in Obadiah is basically God considers you part of the problem if you're not trying to be part of the solution. We've got to learn to vote our values, not against them. And with the election coming up, there's many listeners who aren't registered. And there's many listeners who won't go out to the poll and vote. And yet these elections can be won by a small number of votes. The fact is, in any community, in a church, you get one or two churches mobilized, and that could swing the election completely. Nobody really, you don't really think how close these elections are, but I see the results every election I see. And we were just talking about Arizona. Donald Trump lost Arizona by 10,452 votes. That's two mega churches, three mega churches. And what it was is Arizona's 11 electoral votes went to Biden by 10,000 votes. You know, just your listeners in Arizona could have changed that election if the stats hold true that maybe 30-40% of them did not go out and vote. And the fact is, the good news is, Bill, because of what we've learned about the corruption of the last election, is that so many states have corrected the problem. Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, they've all tightened the security. Many of them requiring voter ID, which is the ultimate solution.
That 70% of America wants.
Yeah. Because otherwise it's going to be fraud. You know, but I wrote about in my book, The Deep State, I wrote about how I registered a dog to vote in California. Phil, my dog got ballots at an office. That's two illegal things. You're not supposed to register a dog. You're not supposed to be in an office. Yet nobody noticed. Nobody cared because you could register online. And then when I moved from California, an oppressive state, to Tennessee, Bill, the ballot followed me. The registration at the DMV, the online registration, the vote by mail ballot, without having any type of security in place of knowing that that person is really the person who's signed and has mailed it in. These vote boxes where anybody can dump in ballots. In this last election that was going on in California, what happened is the police found in the back of a car hundreds of ballots.
Exactly.
Hundreds that had not been opened yet and voted on. They could take those ballots, do the vote, and drop it in a vote box, and nobody would know. Mm-hmm. And there's no ID to it. So this type of thing has to stop. And all across the United States, efforts are being made to stop it. People are volunteering to learn to be poll watchers, to look and identify any type of voter fraud. They're stepping up and saying enough is enough. We're going to change America because exactly. We're going to be involved.
And it's got to be done. It's got to be done at the local level. That's where change happens with rapidity and clarity. And the other thing is that even these state houses have got to up their game and not allow Mark Elias and the Democratic entourage to come in and storm the state houses like they did and and impose their will and threaten lawsuits and that sort of thing on them. And they've got to hold to the letter of the law. And this is what people are watching very clearly coming at this midterm, because you look at the tea leaves. You see what's happening. The Biden policies have decimated this country. His popularity, I mean, he's at all-time low numbers. They are right. predicting a tsunami of epic proportions that should take place at the midterm election. But you got to know, the Democrats are not going to give up power and control that easy. If they were able to get away and cheat with impunity like they did in 2020, you can only anticipate what could possibly happen 2 years later, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the problem is that we have, where conservatives and Christians and Republicans and libertarians, is that we're so disgusted with what happened, we don't actually go out and vote. We say, oh, it doesn't matter. Oh, my vote doesn't count. You talk yourself out of being a solution, you become a problem.
Right.
That is a danger. But there's another danger, is over-optimism. Because we see on the state and national level, especially national level, so much falling apart. So much in chaos, we say it's going to be a sweep. The Democrat socialists are going to lose. The conservative Republicans are going to win. There's no assurance of that at all, because today's politics is different. It's not who has the best policies. It's not who looks good on TV and speaks well. It's not who has the best ads, more signs. None of that. The Democrats have shown, proven, and tested that the key to it is getting out the vote. And they're a vote machine. And if people sit out the election, if they don't try to go out and get more people to come to the poll, if they aren't volunteering for a campaign, Bill, what's going to happen is a small minority will identify their voters, get them out the vote, while conservatives and Christians, libertarians and Republicans sit back and complain. Mm-hmm. They hold on to power, and that's the danger we have.
Yeah, the thing that we found out, what the Democrats were able to do was to, you know, follow up on that old saying, is that it's not so much who votes, but who counts the votes. And this is the further question that people are having regarding, you know, the Dominion machines and, because this was an all out assault on voter integrity in 2020, was it not?
It definitely was. And so we've got quite a battle. And really, November's not far away.
Amen. And we got to be part of the solution. Is that what your rallying call is? Craig Huey, thank you, Craig. Appreciate it.
No matter, supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
I'm about to give you a